The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
That's right, and you know what? Nothing is going to stop us tonight.
Fuck you, Winamp. Fuck you. You're not gonna give us grief, Winamp.
Hell no. But hey, everybody, it's Joe, live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
And this is Anthony, live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 171 of the Joe and Anthony Show, for Monday, March 32nd, 2019. Ha ha, April Fool's Day. It's really April 1st, my circuits aren't that fucked up. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony page are now on Facebook. Like us, now. Go visit them at facebook.com/thejoeandanthonyshow. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
So what do we got in the TP segment tonight?
I don't know. What do we have in the TP segment? Well, why don't we talk about your day first?
Yeah. Well, my day was pretty relaxing, to be honest, folks. It's a day off. I had a really nice weekend, though, with work. It was very productive, very busy, and pretty rewarding. I got to learn a few things about nighttime dinner service, which is awesome. Yeah. It's different. I got to tell you, the hustle is just the same. You know, you want to please the customer, but you take it at a slower pace. Dinner service is slower.
Dinner service is slower.
But
do you offer a happy ending?
No.
No happy ending?
No. No. Well, the happy ending is you pay the bill and you leave and you go do your thing at home.
I see.
However, I will say there was one call that came. The guy was going to come and propose to his fiance or to his, well, it would be his fiance, to his girl. Unfortunately, they had to cancel, though, because I guess she wasn't feeling great. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She knew. But, she knew what was going to happen.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, other than that, today I just kind of relaxed. I got a lot of stuff done. I actually replaced all of my outlets that I had used, those USB outlets.
Oh, yeah.
I want them in different places. One was sitting over the litter box, and it's like, okay, the cat isn't going to plug in their own phone.
You mean Kitty doesn't have her own iPhone?
No. So how was your day?
It was an interesting day, out of the ordinary, but not a lot I can get into on air, unfortunately. But it was a day different than other days. So it was actually quite relaxing, to be honest with you, for a Monday.
Well, see, that's good.
Yeah, cool. I actually wound up eschewing doing most of my work duties today, and it was perfectly acceptable.
Yay!
So.
I guess April Fool's Day is turning into a holiday, yeah?
You know what? It does seem that way, doesn't it? You know what? I'm down with that. We need more holidays. There are not enough holidays in this world. That's why people are so angry and crabby. There's just not enough holidays.
Oh, maybe in America, anyways. Well, people are pretty crabby in France. They're pretty crabby in Venezuela. And right now, there's a whole bunch of crabby people in Washington, D.C. that need to go, but we won't talk about that. Instead, we'll tell you that, finally, Shyampa.org is live. Well, it's been live for quite a while now, so it's no longer finally, but it's happiness all the same.
There you go.
What else we got? Friday nights, we've got a really awesome podcast with our friends at the Inept Supervillains.
Yep.
They're really cool. They talk about a lot of different things that we don't talk about.
So no, they don't. Like, so it's a different, interesting, fresh take on things.
And then what do we got Saturday nights, Anthony?
We have headphone meditations on Saturday nights. Every other night, John Dubose is live in the chat room at 7 p.m. We highly recommend tuning into this lovely, lovely program.
And you know what? It's a lot of times it's music. Well, most of the times it's music I've never heard of before.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, why didn't I?
Why didn't I hear about this? Yes. Why has this been so? It's a lot of good prog rock stuff.
There's a lot of prog rock shows out there. As a matter of fact, there's a few of them that pop up on our weekday rush hour.
Yes,
that you'll hear
yes,
on
there are.
Radio. And John's is different. It's like he really has a good skill for curating awesome music. So you should check it out. Saturday nights. His live show where he's in the chat room is every other Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we always usually try to blast it in our Facebook pages. So, yeah. And then, you know what, folks? Speaking of our pages, we've got one called shyampa.org. You can click on that chat button, and you can be in the chat room, and you can say stuff to us. And we might even repeat it on air. Who knows? You know. And then for you folks that like the old school method, you can give us a call. How can they reach us, Anthony?
They can reach us by dialing 813-327-8566. Again, that's 813-327-8566.
We've got roughly 3 minutes before your weed corner. I've got a little PSA announcement. We can kind of discuss it a little bit. Remember, folks, if you're a Chicago voter, go vote tomorrow.
Go vote.
You know, you're either going to vote for Lori Lightfoot, you're going to vote for Tony Preckwinkle, or shit, write my name in, Chip C. Skipper, for mayor of Chicago. And you know what? I wrote in the script just for shits and giggles. Nah. Do it for real. Go vote.
Did you vote for yourself? You should have voted for yourself for mayor.
I could, and I'm going to do it tomorrow.
See, there you go.
Because that's when you go vote.
Oh. I thought you already voted.
Well, no. Remember, we have a runoff election because...
Oh, we have the same shit in Tampa.
Yeah.
Why did you have your runoff?
Because there was, like, a gazillion candidates for mayor, and the two that got the highest votes did not get nearly 50%.
I mean, did they have to reach exactly 50%, or was
They had to exceed it, and it was like, what, 40-something, 30-something?
See,
we
have a similar thing in Tampa going on, and the former police chief, Jane Castor, she received 47% of the votes. The runner-up to her only received 16%. But they're still doing a runoff election because she didn't hit 50%.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, in a way, it's kind of like a mayoral primary, just like we have a presidential primary. So, in a way, it's not necessarily a bad thing because maybe you do get a chance to see other people, other candidates, instead of just two or, God forbid, ever one candidate for mayor, which just wins automatically.
Daly?
Well, Bill Daly did try to run.
Oh, did he?
I don't think anybody wanted another Daly.
I think after two Dalys, the city's done. The city is done with the Daly dynasty.
I mean, the machine may last and keep on forever that Daly helped create, but we don't want another Daly. That was just too much. And this past Daly, he really kind of screwed up the city of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for those of us in Chicago, we can thank Bill Daly for all of those parking attendant meter people going by, ticketing your cars if you're not being diligent and paying for your parking in specialized zones. And they've been out like crazy lately.
Well, it's because they need to make money. The city just hasn't been making enough money in the years, you know?
It's not our fault. But whatever.
You live in it. That's the problem.
Yeah. So, hey, what do you got for us in your weed corner?
Well, my weed corner. I've got a good one, and, well, maybe you would like the second one. I think the second one is ridiculous. This first one comes from High Times, and it is about the cannabis banking bill. With a 45-15 vote last Thursday, the House Financial Services Committee advanced a federal marijuana reform bill that would expand legal cannabis businesses' access to financial services. The Secure and Fair Enforcement, known as SAFE, Banking Act, is just the third standalone cannabis bill to clear a congressional committee. While no floor action is currently scheduled, so basically it passed and now it's just going to sit there, a Democratic majority and an unprecedented 152 co-sponsors makes lawmakers confident that the SAFE Act will clear its full House vote easily. If it ever gets there. The core of the bill prohibits federal banking regulators from punishing or prosecuting financial institutions that work with cannabis businesses that are state legal, legal under municipal law, or legal under tribal law.
You know, I mean, the crux of the matter is cannabis is still a prohibited... What is it, a Schedule 1
Schedule
drug?
2 or Schedule 1, Schedule yeah. Federally, it's still federally prohibited, so...
So, yeah, the banks don't want to touch it.
No, they don't want to touch it because they run into the risk of the Asset Forfeiture Act. Did you imagine Citibank having to deal with asset forfeiture? Fucking, you know, the Fed seized all of Citibank's assets? That's fucking ridiculous.
That's okay. They had stolen, seized property back in World War II and such, but we won't go there.
Well, yeah. We got to move along anyway. All right, so the next one, again, comes from High Times. This is about a Florida distillery here in Tampa. Leave it to Florida to take something good and fuck it up with booze. I'm not a big proponent of weed and booze, but I think it just kind of runs into the... It runs the risk of going more into the douchebag factor, but unfortunately I've been seeing it go that direction anyway, so I think the weed industry is just kind of doomed to just fall into that fate. Ybor City's Fat Dog Distillery has announced the launch of the company's hemp-infused gin and vodka, Nirvana Spirits. As expected, Nirvana's vague marketing language touts cannabis-infused products, and, well, technically correct, it is the non-psychoactive hemp-based products with no actual marijuana in them.
So being like CBD?
It's like CBD, but but they say cannabis-infused, not CBD. So it's kind of misleading. Nirvana's website is somewhat foggy on the reasoning behind the consumer products, but states that they wanted to create a craft vodka that tasted great and used the best natural ingredient on earth, cannabis, which the liquor doesn't contain. Analysts have forecast that Starbucks actually may be the first major chain to hawk CBD products, which is what this really is, which are already banned by New York City Health Department in its wariness over potential FDA non-compliance. And that's your weak point.
I'm going to say this much about it. I'm all for trying different things and creating new things. However... knowing what I know about using different strains of the vape pen, we don't quite yet know if CBDs are completely, free of being able to alter things to where maybe you're hallucinating or maybe you're, just not your normal self when you're trying to do something important. And so what I'm trying to say is I think there should be definitely more testing of these products. And, it's high time the government just say, you know what, we're going to stop being stupid and we're going to let people test this stuff and figure out exactly what it is, what it can do, and kind of like say, you can use it, but we got to regulate it a little bit. You can't do certain things. And so, hopefully we get to that point, but unfortunately... profit, profit, profit.
That's how it works. And you got 2 minutes until we do Rogers National Day.
So, hey, Joe here. You could say that what I'm about to talk about is an April Fool's thing. And, well, to a certain degree, it probably is. Because I read a whole lot of things on Snopes and this and that and everything else. Well, who cares? Because you know what? Maybe. Maybe it's a hoax. Maybe not. So what am I talking about? Well, it's something, all right. And while there was a discussion of it back in 2015 of creating an app in the same vein as your favorite Tinder, which I think is mostly for heterosexuals.
Yes.
Or Grindr, which is for homosexuals.
Mm.
And I think lesbians and now transsexuals and all this. But instead of sex, you get to pick someone to fight with.
Really?
Just for the hell of it. Huh. Sounds preposterous, right? Well, again, there was some pseudo-serious discussion on this back, again, in 2015, 2016, over on Medium, and I actually think some people would or could take this seriously. And maybe, you know, on one hand, I can see this as a brilliant idea because it kind of gives bored people another thing to do. But on the other hand, just imagine the abuse and brutality and utter chaos this could cause. You know, what if two people decided, all right, I don't like how you look, I don't like how you look, but let's fight about it, and one of them kills somebody, or somebody just basically kills somebody over this. How is that going to happen? Who's responsible?
The person that did the killing.
But hey, this is 2019, man, and as we see with everything else in this world, anything goes these days.
That's true.
So, would you use an app like this? Sound off on our Facebook page. Just search for the Joe and Anthony Show page on Facebook and let us know in the comments. Well, this has been a Joe's Corner topic. Do you have a topic you want to talk about, or is it more like, fuck that, what the hell is that all about? Well, we'd love to hear you. Stop by now in the chat room at shyampa.org or give the studios a call and yell at our voicemail, 813-327-8566. And now we have a Joe's 1983 Dictionary Word of the Day, or do we not?
Well, we should do Rogers National Day.
All right,
your news starts in 2 minutes and 50 seconds, so...
All right, here we go.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Hello, Roger, here, if you didn't know it, and if you did, pip-pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment. Well, folks, today is Monday, April 0th, 2019. Ha ha, April Fool's Day. No, 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 yes. It's April Fool's Day as well as it's National 1 Cent Day and National Sourdough Bread Day. Well, anyway, Anthony is going to push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled. Quote-unquote, I think. No, 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 I really do. Oh boy, fart, fart, fart. Oh boy, fart, fart, fart. The fart king has nothing on me.
Oh
fart,
boy.
Fart, fart. Take it away, guys.
All right, Joe, why don't you give that wheel a spin?
Ooh.
Oh. There we go. Yay, it's the fun wheel. Ooh. Maybe we should just start doing our shows outside. All right, this one comes from WPTA ABC News Channel 21, Fort Wayne, Indiana. A bilingual menu set off a customer in Anaheim, California, as a security camera caught a man going into an all-out rant on employees, even threatening to call immigration. Quote, it says Mexican. We're not in Mexico. We're in America, not Spanish, end quote, the customer said. The man even yelled at customers who tried to come to the cashier's defense. The tirade was over a taco. I mean, I'd cut a bitch for a taco, but not this bad. The owner said that the man could not understand the specials board because one word was in Spanish. The sign for the special says it's only good on Friday, Verdes in Spanish. Inside the restaurant, though, it clearly says Friday. Even when the cashier pointed that out, witnesses say the man did not let up. That's when the owner grabbed his cell phone and called police. And that's all I got on this wacky random news story. Back to you, Betty, 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 Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John Dubose. And new to the Chimba family, the Inept Supervillains podcast. Welcome, guys. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and more. Oh yeah, call us at 813-327-8566. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Thanks, Betty. And now it's time for your Shine the Weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Well, Anthony, it's finally spring in Chicago.
Yay, spring warmer. In Chicago.
It got a little cold, but, you know, we'll live. Anyways, unless you're listening live, it's not currently a few clouds at a not-so-tropical 48 degrees. The dew point is at 29 degrees, and the humidity is at 48%, giving us a wind chill of 41 degrees. Winds are howling out of the north at 28 miles per hour, gusting to 278 miles per hour, and for pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 38. Tuesday, a 30% chance of rain, partly sunny, high of 554 degrees. Make your pizza windy. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 38. That is windy. And that's your Chicago weather. And now for the news.
Oops. Wrong card.
And now for the news.
Oopsie poopsie.
Oopsie poopsie. Yep, because you know what? We need licenses for everything these days. This is from our friends at Fox News. The Texas House of Representatives on Wednesday passed a bill that would legalize lemonade stands run by children. Ooh. The bill, sponsored by Republican Representative Matt Krause, I will repeat his full name because he's a politician, he's a well-recognized figure, sought to legalize what's typically considered a harmless hobby or fundraiser that kids participate in for fun. Lemonade stands and other stands that sold non-alcoholic beverages and were operated by minors were previously illegal in Texas because of sanitation concerns. On Tuesday, when House Bill 234 received initial approval, Krause said it was Lemonade Freedom Day, according to the Dallas News. It's a great day for our Texas entrepreneurs. Once the bill is passed on Wednesday, the congressman said, yesterday was one small step for lemonade. Today is one giant leap for young entrepreneurs. Texas Governor Greg Abbott made his support of the bill known on Tuesday, tweeting that it is a shame that a law for this is even needed. George P. Bush, son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and land commissioner for Texas, posted a video of himself buying lemonade from enthusiastic children for $1 on Tuesday before the measure was approved. So he was actually...
he was participating in illegal activity.
Yes. So House Bill 234 would allow children in Texas to set up a lemonade stand. Can't think of anything more basic, more entrepreneurial, more creative for a child to begin the idea of learning the value of a dollar, Bush said. Literally the value of a dollar today is buying just a glass of lemonade. Shit, it's more than that.
Where you can't even buy it. Yeah, no, right?
Yeah.
You're selling that at a loss if you're just selling it for a dollar.
He said the legislation goes far to build imagination and creativity in our great state. Krause said the idea to legalize the stands came after County Time Lemonade ran a promotion called Legal Aid that paid for fines and permits for children in the U.S. who couldn't legally operate lemonade stands. The bill now moves to the Senate for approval.
I think that's supposed to be Country Time Lemonade.
Country, county, whatever.
Well, you know. No, I think they have it misspelled in the news story. I think they misspelled it. I know you just pasted it, so the news story had county time instead of country time.
I'm reporting it as it's written.
That's fine. We ask that you be real with your news. Okay, I'm going to go over and smoke the bong a little bit.
You go. So, in this day, why does this not surprise me? Social media makes us rush to the story so often, sometimes with weird effects. Like this one, for instance. Again, from Fox News. Hopefully there are no typos. I decided to go for something different. I just wanted to break out of my usual source.
Okay.
Anyways, New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill tweeted his satisfaction after the weekend arrest of a Florida man who O'Neill said was accused of shooting and killing an undercover New York PD officer in 1999.
Damn.
There's just one problem. One little problem. Tiny little problem. Vincent, the undercover cop O'Neill thought had been killed by Bronx native Lester, is not dead.
Oh, my.
Ling's family got in touch with the New York Daily News over a weekend after their headline, Cop Killer Caught, was plastered on the front page alongside the mugshot of a 30-year-old Lester. He's very much alive, Vincent, Uncle Thomas said. I saw him last year. Police publicly identified Lester as the person who shot Vincent in 1989, over 20 years after the fact. After discovering that Lester was living under the name of Michael Davis in Jacksonville, Florida, he had created an entirely new life for himself, living with his girlfriend and several children. Lester had even accrued a fan base of more than 100,000 Instagram followers for his rap persona, Monsta Cody.
What? Yeah.
He had released a song and documentary called No More Killing, which tackled the topic of police shootings of unarmed black men. Lester had long been a suspect in Vincent's shooting and even turned himself into police in 2000, but later skipped bail. He and Vincent had prior tension because Lester dated Vincent's sister, and the confrontation between them is thought to have been sparked by that relationship. We can't make this stuff up, folks. I'm telling you.
Wow.
So police say that the two saw each other walking down the street one day in the Bronx, and Lester uttered a slur at Vincent. They begin to argue, which escalated into 11 shots being fired between the two of them, one of which hit Vincent's spine. While in a hospital bed, Vincent identified Lester as a shooter. Because he was an undercover officer, Vincent's name was not released at the time, but news reports described it as being paralyzed by the incident. Vincent's family members declined to put media in touch with him, but said he retired from the force and is thought to be still living in the Bronx. After arresting Lester, and commissioner reportedly tweeted in support of law enforcement for capturing the career criminal who killed off-duty NYPD officer Vincent in 1999.
Who wasn't
The tweet was quickly taken down, and New York PD later issued a statement clarifying that Vincent is, in fact, alive, and explaining that a misreading of the charges against Lester led to confusion about Vincent's death. So the word attempted murder, I guess, wasn't delineated as clearly as it should have been.
Interesting.
Yeah, right?
Fiddles McGinty!
We love Fiddles McGinty. And you will love this story because it's so dusty. But anyways, this sounds fun. So I guess a tourist visiting a Mayan pyramid Pops startled me. A tourist visiting a Mayan pyramid in Mexico captured video of a brave visitor running straight through the middle of a dust devil. Maya, a Chicago resident visiting Mexico, was at the El Castillo pyramid at Chichen Itza in Yucatan when the dust devil formed. Maya filmed as a fellow tourist held onto his hat and ran through the middle of the whirlwind. Legend holds that the Mayan god Kukulkan is known to descend the north stairway of the El Castillo Pyramid on the first day of spring.
Woo!
Yes, and we actually have a little bit of time, so I'm reading this book from one of my colleagues, co-workers at my restaurant, and it's all about Mayan and that period and that time, and it's fascinating. It's fascinating, and they talked about these dust devils and these gods, and they were kind of like really powerful and sometimes comedic and sometimes very deadly. So it's just nice to hear that some of these things are still kind of, you know, there. It's good to have these little mystical things sometimes. You know, the world is too fucked up. We need a little mysticism that's not, well, not me.
Okay.
But anyway, that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, Russia-gateless, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. David dances into this week on This Way Out, David dances into danger on the radio. Queer youth examine trans patient care. The Cayman Islands Grand Court orders marriage equality. Stones of the Sultan spark a Brunei boycott. The last barricade to Trump's military trans ban falls. Google is last but not least of the tech giants to yank a Cure app. And Harvey Milk takes off as a tail fin hero. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyamba Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. The world will be weird again after this four-minute break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyamba Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyamba Radio. Flashbacks.
Attenzione! Give your hamburger an Italian accent with new Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano. Delizioso dinners from Chef Boyardee you make with hamburger. See? Pasta and Italian-style sauce simmered to bring out the Italian in me.
Bravo!
New Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano gives hamburger an authentic Italian accent.
Lasagna, spaghetti, all your favorites. Mangia Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano.
Moo and Ike! We got baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, chicken wings, and chicken wings too. Give me a wave if you like catfish, jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like you, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish, scream for ribs.
Tab's got a fabulous chance for you to win a free week at the famous spa and resort, La Costa. To enter, look for Tab's free guide, Spa Secrets from La Costa. It's filled with sassy secrets on fitness, fashion, and beauty. Plus, coupons for Tab and all these great products. You'll find Tab's free guide in these March magazines, along with your chance to go home a sassier you. So enter now to win.
Ooh, Tab's got it.
Good old chickens, bawk, bawk, bawk. Chickens, bawk, bawk, bawk. Chickens, bawk, bawk, bawk. Chickens, bawk, bawk, bawk.
You are listening to Cheyamba Radio.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? Well, it's Traffic with Toppers. Every weekday on Cheyamba Radio. Listen in on CHIAMPA.info. Traffic with Toppers, 3:30 p.m. Eastern to 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Cheyamba Radio.
Hey, Betty here. Did you know the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation is concerned? If data bits are concerned, then they should not concern themselves with dimensions that they move in. They should continue in a linear direction to any endpoint called for. When they are renewed, in a glorious bath of data, they will become new data bits anyway and they will be instructed to move on to someplace else. Rinse and repeat. As far as they are concerned, their world is flat, they worship no one. But hey, was that too intense for you? Maybe you can answer me this. Have you seen my data crystal 9? Please call me now at 813-327-8566 right away with information I need to know. Betty out.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue that robotic thing.
Welcome back, Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, popcorn, licorice sticks, wine, or champagne, etc., 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 biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, you lovable stoners, you.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
So, I just wanted the folks, if you heard in the little advertisement thingy there, where it said Chiampa.info, you're like, but they keep saying Chiampa.org. Well, what is it? It doesn't matter. If you type Chiampa.info, it'll take you to Chiampa.org. So it's all good.
Will it really? Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Right?
I know. All right.
But go on.
Before we get started on our lovely Florida news, it's time for your Chiampa weather for
You're
Tampa
welcome,
Bay
Anthony.
From Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 68 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is at 81%. The dew point is at 62 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Tuesday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 74. On Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 76. And Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 60. And that's it for your Tampa Bay Chiampa weather. Now time for some crazy Florida news. All right, first one, living the Florida lifestyle. Mm-hmm. This one comes from WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay. 37-year-old William broke into the SunTrust Pharmacy in Port Richey and stole a safe. Inside was the Florida lifestyle dream. Between $16,000 and $18,000 in cash, oxymorphine, oxycodone, morphine, methadone, and fentanyl patches, according to police. Authorities recovered over 21,000 pills while searching his home and his vehicle. After his arrest, the sheriff's office says that William admitted to the burglary. He also told authorities that he bought a new motorcycle for about $4,400 using money that was stolen from the pharmacy. The motorcycle was seized, according to the sheriff's office. William faces charges for business burglary, theft of a controlled substance, grand theft, and possession of burglary tools. Authorities say several drug trafficking charges are pending. Oh, look, do we have Ezel in? Did Ezel join us?
Yep.
Okay, welcome, Ezel. Welcome, welcome.
And folks, if you're in the chat room, I just posted the link that will get you into the mobile view, and the mobile view will look much better on your little mobile device. So there you have it.
So if you're chatting on a mobile device, click on the mobile link, and you'll be able to see everything, so you can go ahead and...
Yeah, well, Ezel, just...
I do mobile things.
You're here. We're glad you're here. And we're glad you're here, too, your mother. It's nice to see you again.
We are. We are happy to see you.
Awesome.
Them.
We have two regulars.
We do like having our regulars. That's important. What's also
it's taken us 171 episodes, but here
well,
we are.
Hey, we still have to go to 420, so, you know,
that's
you figured
true.
The uptick would happen in the late hundreds.
That's true.
All right, our next story comes from WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay again. Brian, 32, of Dundee, Florida, called 911 to report an armed robbery near the intersection of Highway 27 and Lincoln Avenue. He told 911 dispatchers that two unknown suspects carrying a gun stole money, his necklace, and his phone. He went on to say that the suspects threw his phone on the ground and proceeded to jump into a black Ford Crown Victoria and drive away. Deputies with the Polk County Sheriff's Office quickly responded with air and canine patrols. When they arrived at the scene, however, deputies figured out that the robbery never actually happened. And Brian confessed they had made up some story. He He told them he didn't want to show up for his 11 a.m. shift at Hardee's where he works. Brian was arrested.
Three burgers? Jeez.
I know, right? Tell me about it. Well, he didn't have to go to work because he was arrested and charged with misuse of 911 and knowingly giving false information to law enforcement. He was booked into the Polk County Jail without incident. How's the chat room going? Oh, I see someone's on a scooter in the chat room.
You're it's on the Walmart.
You're thing. The Walmart scooter. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness. We're going Jif crazy. Jif crazy. All right, let's move on to the next story.
Chat room, folks, just visit Chiampa.org.
Chiampa.org, where we have GIFs flying everywhere. All right. This last naked, this is a naked Florida story, comes from the South Florida Sunset.
Sexy.
Drivers and passengers along Interstate 95 in Central Florida couldn't believe their eyes on Friday when a naked woman was spotted walking across six lanes of traffic on the interstate. It happened near Flagger Beach in Volusia County. Richard, a motorist who saw the spectacle, told television station WESH Channel 2 that he shot some cell phone video because no one would believe him without seeing it for themselves.
Oh boy.
Richard told the station that the peculiar thing was that the lady was pretty calm about the whole thing. It turns out there was also a man fully clothed with the woman, and he was seen carrying a dog. Richard told WESH that he thinks the dog may have gotten out of their car and they were rounding it up in the nude. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Chiampa Radio.
Wow, we're 4 minutes
early. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Chiampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's us.
Be a part of this unique Q Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at Chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
There are just some things you cannot unsee. Hot dog nipples is one of them.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
There you go.
So, yeah, well, you know, we love our timings, and sometimes, you know, today, actually, we did pretty good. I think being quicker with the news is better.
Yeah.
Because it gives a little bit of a chance to yabber towards the plethora section.
Hey, we got 12 minutes till the ugly lights come on.
Right? So, do we really want to talk about Smollett? Really?
No, we can skip past it.
I feel like he's just been talked about to
I'm
death.
I'm done with it. Yeah, I guess think what? When I typed it in the script, I wasn't as done with it as I am now. So now what we're going to talk about is... We're going to talk about kitty buttholes.
Ew. I don't want to talk about kitty buttholes. I see a kitty butthole every morning squeezing out little turds.
Little turds. You don't like watching the kitty butthole.
No.
But the kitty likes to get the butthole in your face, though. And that's
yes,
one thing, because I know you obviously have cats. You've had cats. I've had cats. I no longer have any animals, which I'm happy to not have a pet at the moment. But that was the one thing I've always noticed about cats is they love to stick their butthole in your face.
Well, there's pheromones that shoot out of their buttholes that supposedly attract other cats.
Are they like laser beam pheromones that shoot out of the cat's asshole? I mean, I, God damn it, I don't have a laser beam sound effect, you know? But I mean, I can use this one. Pew, 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 pew.
But, yeah, you know, the cats lick that shit, and they all get excited, and they know who's who and what's what, and it's part of their communication system, and it's really strange and disgusting for humans. But, you know, I've read about these things.
Well, I'm glad I can't lick my own butthole. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you know, after going to the chiropractor, man, I tell you, you do get limber. I can touch my toes. Well, I could never touch my toes.
Oh, really? You could never touch your toes before?
Nope. And it's been amazing. There's Anthony, you need some comfort pets?
I do need comfort bees. Thank you, Ezel. That is correct. I need some comfort bees. Next time I travel, I'm going to bring with me a jar of comfort bees.
And you
or
know,
how is the best way to transport bees, Ezel? Would that be, should I bring a jar of bees? Should I just, like, bring them in a box? You know, is there like a special, like a bee, can I get like a bee stroller? Like the dog strollers? Can I get like a little bee stroller? I put my bees in the bee stroller and I could just roll my bee stroller out of my,
look at the cute baby.
Look at the bee.
Wow. That's pretty disturbing.
Comfort bees.
Well, yes.
Tampa International Airport is actually cracking down on comfort animals.
Well, a lot of airlines seem to be cracking down on comfort animals. I mean, yeah. I get it if you're blind and you need a seeing or a visual guide dog.
Yeah, if you need a, yeah, that's,
you know,
a service,
that's
animal.
One thing. And that service animal is usually really well trained,
oh, yeah,
and really well behaved.
Yeah, it's not going to poop on the plane.
Exactly.
And it's not going to run all over the place and be crazy about things.
I have guests at my my day job, and they, one lady has a dog come, and the dog is always underneath the table, quiet, doesn't require a thing. We've got a phone call.
We do have a phone call. Hold on. Let me find the button. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Ezel, man.
Hey, Ezel, how's it going?
I didn't have time to fire up the pong. I was out in the field working today.
That's all right. What you picking? What you picking and what you working on in the field, Ezel?
Well, it's, you know, it's that time of year, man. April Fool's Day. I was at the yesterday today.
There you go.
No, today's April. No, we, you know, it's,
yeah, today is April Fool's. It's April 1st.
Yeah, I forgot.
Here, Ezel. Take a hit. Take it easy.
Oh, man, I tell you, too much wine and too much women, all that other shit, you know. I'm fucking it up, man. I say, sometimes I don't know what planet I am on, you know, but I think they got the power to, like, put you in a trance and transport you, man, you know. It's crazy. It's crazy here. This is one crazy place, man.
I don't know if I want to be transported. I don't know if I want to be, like, broken down into a million particles and, like, sent. Because with my luck, I'll go over a wind stream circuit, and half of me will be lost to packet loss or something. It'll be ridiculous. I just couldn't get
it. Oh, man, I'd love it. Man, I'd take a chance. You know, did you ever watch the movie The Fly with Jeff Goldblum?
I have. I've seen them before, but I have not watched them recently. And I honestly don't want to.
Man, that was like, he had that transport machine, but the fly was in the machine with him. That's why he turned into
That's
a
why
fly.
He turned into a fly, exactly.
Oh, man, I'm dying. I don't know if it'd be good to be a fly. You could be a bee, but I don't know about a fly.
No, because then you gotta eat poop. You gotta eat poop.
Yeah, you gotta sit on shit all day. What the hell is that all about?
I'd rather be a bee. Oh. You pollinate like flowers and shit. They smell nice. You pollinate nice things.
It's a beautiful environment. Yeah, but I want to send you a special transport box. Oh, boy. 3 pounds of bees in there, and a queen, and a feeder.
Oh,
so
my.
Oh, that's how I get my bees. In fact, that's what I was doing. I was getting ready, because Saturday I'm getting a load of bees in from California. So they come in these little, like, shoe boxes, but it's got screening on it, you know, not mosquito, but it's kind of like quarter-inch hardware cloth, you know, metal cloth. And they put 3 pounds of bees. Well, you know, there's 5,000 bees to a pound, you know. So you got 15,000 bees, you got a queen, and you got a little can of sugar water in there, you know, to feed them. And I tell you what, they come from California like that. They put them on a semi, and they truck them all the way here to Armpit, Illinois. Huh. So I think the next time you fly, and I'm going to try it too, because I'm going to fly down to Florida next year. That driving is bullshit, man.
Driving is bullshit. That's a lot of driving.
You know what? I get on that pipe on the way down, and the next thing I know, I'm driving in the dish and shit. You know? Oh, man, I'm done. I ended up in a cornfield once. I said, what the fuck am I doing? Ow! Man. So anyway, I'm going to fly next time. And I'm going to bring me 3 pounds of bees of queen.
There you go.
In that box, man. And you know what? It's intimidating, man. When they're in that box, man, they're all looking at you. They hang out on the screen. They look at you, and they're like, oh, man, if I could only get out, man, I'll bust your jaw, brother. And, you know, so, can you imagine sitting on a plane and having this shoebox full of bees, and they call they get the voice, you know, it'll freak everybody out. Nobody will get on the plane. You'll be the only one on the plane, man. I'm telling you. But anyway,
you'll get your own priority seating.
You got comfort. Hey, what the hell, man? They got comfort everything else, man. What the fuck, man? I'm
comfort peacocks.
You do the world. Yeah, so, you do the world favor, man.
Let me just quickly interject a quick thing I just discovered. Apparently, there was a Guitar Center that was just recently robbed in the past hour.
Oh,
here in Chicago.
Did the bees do it? Ezel, is this your doing?
Well, no.
No. That's not me, man.
According to Guitar Center, they said that a man stole a guitar, and now get this. He is trying to sell it back to the store.
Get out of here, man.
This is in Florida?
No, this is in Chicago.
Well, that's just as bad, man. I tell you, they're crazy. They're crazy, man. I'm telling you, man. They're nuts. It's like that Wild Wild West. Joe knows he lives in Chicago, man. It's like the Wild West.
This city is very much the Wild Wild West, and you know, there's little pockets that are okay, but there are lots of big pockets that are not okay at all.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of shit going on, man, that people don't hear about because they, you know, they sequester that news.
And,
you know,
just this morning, Ezel, just this morning, they reported that crime is down, and the police superintendent's like, it's all because of these great programs and crime is down. And you know what? That's freaking bullshit. You know how much crime is not reported?
Right. That's what I say. I say, you know how many people, and, you know, that goes across the board. Women, a lot of people get raped, and this shit's all surfacing now. You know, 15, 20 years ago, they said, yeah, that guy raped me, man. I mean, they got so many of these fucking politicians now. They're pointing, these women are pointing the fingers at them. Yeah, 10 years ago, man, that guy had me up against the wall in his office and shit like that. You know, a lot of that shit goes unreported, man.
And not only that, but a lot of the shit gets dismissed.
Right. They kill it. You know what they do? You know, I know a little bit about this shit. What they do is they call it killing a case report. They'll say, well, there ain't enough sufficient evidence to make it a crime, so we're going to just kill it. You know, and they kill it. And then it's a real crime, but they have the distinction or, you know, the ability to say, well, no, it doesn't sound like a crime.
It doesn't sound that big of a deal,
Well, you guys were talking about that small leg chain guy, man. That motherfucker. You know what? He was guilty. He's watching. He's got people in high places. That motherfucker be doing 5 years in jail with Boo Boo Brown, man.
I know, right? Tell me about it.
Yeah, you know, because all I'm going to say is no one in their right minds is going to do that shit in negative 32 degree fucking weather. Because that's what the temperature was at the time.
Yeah, and in Chicago, man, I don't think there's any Republicans in Chicago. Who the fuck is a Republican in Chicago, man, that's going to be running around with mega hats on? What, are you crazy, man?
Yeah, it's just the whole thing. And then the two people that did it, two Nigerians, they're the furthest things from Magna Nut. I mean, what the fuck? How fucking ridiculous can this bullshit be?
Oh, man, did they paint their faces white? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Who the fuck knows? This whole thing is ridiculous.
Man, you know what? That's crazy out here. That's why, you know what? That's why you got to get yourself a good pipe and some good stuff, man. Because you got to get away from this strange shit. And that's the only way you get away from
that
it.
That is
man.
The only way. Because you can't get away. It's everywhere. It is here in Tampa. It is up there in Chicago. It is everywhere.
The whole world's gone nuts, man.
All gone crazy.
You know, I used to like to go out to take photographs of things. And now I just don't go out. I just don't. I just don't feel safe. I don't feel welcome. I just, it's scary.
Yeah,
it's sad.
Yeah, you got to get off that alcohol. If you're drinking alcohol, man, that makes your mind crazy. So get off that alcohol. Just start talking a little bit, man. That'll cool you out, man.
There you go.
Cool, you know? I'm telling you, boys, it's crazy out there. But I tell you, I get the new bees, and I'm going to come down to Florida with some comfort bees.
There you go.
Scare the shit out of everybody on that plane.
I'm sure you will.
They'll be coming out the back door and shit, man. I'm going to have a videotape of it, too, man. We're going to put it on Facebook or some shit.
There you go.
Do you put videos on Facebook, man?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll go down YouTube and stuff. Yeah.
See, there you go. Comfort me.
I'm going to go light up the bong, man, and I'll talk to you guys next week or something, all right?
All right, Diesel, you take it easy.
You enjoy.
All right, I'll give you a full report next week what's going on around here.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, we'll talk to you
later.
Bye,
Diesel, thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Oh, wow.
All right,
that's fast already.
Yeah, I know, right? The hour goes by so quickly. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and some Floridian is getting high on floor wax in the lobby. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on your recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Was that one of those hipsters that was paying us for...
There's so many people that go in and out of this lobby. Well, that's because what's-her-name is never... Belinda? She's never at the desk. She's never there. Never there.
No, Piccolo Portencia. Anyways,
or Piccolo.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Shy Emperor Radio. Remember, all times are New York time. Be sure to check out my show, which is Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hours Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Again, all times are New York time.
Make your commute more commutable. If I could turn off the sound here on the chat room, because these little poppy things are getting in the way. But they're still popping anyway. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern every weekday morning. And Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday afternoon. Be sure to catch our newest show, podcast, where three black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results, Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern New York time.
Hey, everybody, it's springtime, and it's fungi time. And that means I'm in programming, Technique Q, audio heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Shy Emperor Radio. You can find us everywhere. You're on that TuneIn app, although that schedule is all messed up, so don't look at the schedule. Just use it to listen to us. And then you can leave us on the background. That's Shy Emperor Radio. You can also listen at chiampa.org. And if you hear all of those advertisements out there that say .info, don't worry about it. Go there, too. And they'll take you to the right place. Schedules,
we'll get you in the
our
right
social
spot.
Pickles. We have so many fluid lines and Gulf Streams and much more.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. What's happening?
Neither do I, but that's okay.
Okay.
It's the end of the show. That's just how it is.
Well, that's good, because I'm kind of lost. I don't know what's going on with Gulf Streams. I thought the weather was a while ago.
Well, the weather is ongoing. It always goes.
There will always be weather.
And it goes.
Death, weather, and taxes. That's something we all shall endure.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, that was kind of a lead balloon in the conversation. So, anyway, it was fun. It was nice.
Yes,
thanks for calling in, Ezel. We appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you, your mother, for joining us in the chat room. Although you seem to have been having some technical difficulties, maybe we can give you some on-site technical support at some time. Chip may be able to help out. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at chiampa.whatever. And remember, folks, don't go running across the freeway naked after you made a fake robbery report for your lemonade stand that got caught in a dust devil of OxyContin. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for, I don't know if it's a brand new episode of This Way Out or not, with a V for vagina.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.